What has mythology told you about death? What do you think about death?
Well, the way, if one can identify with the consciousness of which the body is a vehicle, and really achieve an identification with the consciousness of which the body is a vehicle, not knowing what it is, undifferentiated consciousness, one can let the body go. I like what I heard of Woody Allen, you know, I'm not afraid to die, I just don't want to be there when it happens. You can have disengaged yourself from the body and not be there, you might say.
And yet, you know from myth and nature that the body dies. It perishes. It rots. We're back to the beginning of the
mother. So you expect it. Growing old. I mean, you know what's happening. The body is rotting. It's dying. It's losing its energy. There's more mass than energy here. And the identification then with the life which in a plant survives pruning, cutting, and even eating, the plant is right back there again, is you might say, a biological image that is metaphorical of this spiritual mystery.
There's that wonderful report of the Indians riding into the rain of bullets from Custer's men, and they're saying, it's a good day to die.
It's a great day to die. They're not hanging on.